How
There
are
you
you?
are. Hi, Roxana. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good, good, good. You look lovely today.
Thank you. I'm looking for my supernova folder. Here it is. So I want to show you something. Rick will be joining us in a second, but we finally got, let me see if I can switch this. Hold on. How do I do that? Oh, here. Okay, wait.
Oh, you got
So
your game board.
we
Yay.
got our game board
Great.
with all of our goals, you know, everything. And then on this side, just our whys, where we are now, where we want to get to, the supernova acquisition, the five resources for growth. And so we're gradually getting there.
Good for you.
It's very large. As you can see, it takes up
No,
like,
it's a good space. It's a good size. That's the
yeah.
perfect size. That's what I would have told you got.
Yeah. So we got our game board. I have all of our client folders we're already working on here. And little by little,
Great.
we're getting things back to normal. We are not back in the office. We actually keep receiving these emails that are strong, I guess. I don't know how to describe them, but that we are not to go to the office at all. Like, you know, I guess there will be consequences. Like they will not allow us to return. So, and I guess a lot of advisors are like antsy to get back. So they keep getting phone calls and but it's coming from corporate. They said that not until in July they'll start with a skeleton crew and then work their way through the fall. So we have to
Wow.
make do with what we have and you know,
Right.
make the best.
Okay. So, how are you using the game board in terms of, I saw what was on it. When do you review it? When do you use it? When do you
So Mondays and Fridays. Mondays we look at the actual game board, and then Fridays we look at the scoreboard. I actually developed the scoreboard to see, you know, how we are doing as far as revenue, new assets, you know, looking at numbers. And then the game board, is actually activity, looking at the, you know, referrals, VIPSA, trial, mastermind, you know, all of that. And then I have a section for our suspects that we haven't written out yet. You know, we're still in the process of finalizing it. But suspects, qualified prospects, proposals presented, closed business, and then I also added a section for how many hours we're working on the business, a section for updated plans. You know, that
Wow.
would. So yep, that's our. That's where we are. So hopefully by the time we talk again, we'll have, you know, had a couple of meetings already and
Okay, so you look at it, it sort of lives there, right? It's sort of always at the
yeah.
corner of your eye, the game
Always
board.
here. Always in front.
Yeah,
Always in front.
so that makes you a little crazy, but it also reminds you, right, constantly.
Yep.
So it has power. I always said it was like me sitting in everybody's office.
Yep.
I could get them to do a game board. It was like having the sales manager going, "Hey, do you remember to do this? Did you remember to do that? Do you remember to do
Right.
this?"
Right. Well, I started you know, I've had these planners, I think I mentioned them to you, called the Full Focus Planner, and it pretty much works, you know, works very well with Supernova. And I was just using it as a regular planner, not really using it to its full capacity. And I just started now this quarter. I wrote in my goals, you know, you write your goal statement, your motivations for that goal, your next step, what's the next step you're going to take, and so forth. And then I'm to read my goals every night and review the next day activities, top things to do. So, I started working this plan, you know, like you're supposed to work.
Right.
I'm not going to lie, there are a lot of distractions, working from home. But you know, we're doing the best, given the situation.
Well, and keep in mind, you also probably get an extra hour and a half or 2 hours from not having to commute.
That's true.
That's the reason you guys
were. That's a positive.
Yeah, that's the reason you were moving, was so you could be closer and you wouldn't have as long as a commute, remember?
Exactly, because that was taking a lot of our day, yes.
Right, so now you've gotten, so even if you have distractions and you have to do something else to help the children, you found 2 hours, so.
Exactly.
You know, you can afford a little time for them.
Exactly. Our cleaning lady starts on Friday, again.
Okay. Okay,
she hasn't
great.
Been here in 3 months, so we've been
hard work.
All the cleaning and washing and everything.
Horrible.
So I'm just really excited.
I bet you are.
So you know that's it, and I hope Rick should be on any minute now.
How about new business?
New business. Rick has opened, I think, 2 or 3 accounts. I'll have him go over the details with you when he gets on.
Okay. Are you using this aggregation account, aggregation system where you aggregate other people's statements into yours?
I don't know what that is.
Aggregation is when you know there's money away from.
Oh, yes, we are. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we have clients who have outside retirement plans and then, but yes, we are. We are. You know, we could probably mention it more than we have, been. Let me take notes here and you're going to find out.
Well, I just finished coaching a team and they're just fine. I mean, they haven't been using it. So now they're like, whoa, this thing really works, you know? Mm-hmm. You know where money's coming from, you know, what it's doing now. You get current statements, current time, and you can make current, investment suggestions.
Well, that's a great topic to add to our agendas. You know, that could be a good,
right.
To just have that discussion all over again with those clients that are not using it.
I like that.
Yeah. So I'm looking at last meeting's notes and we pretty much to review the 5-star model, the business plan, and we did all of that. We built it in with our personal individual plans. We went back to our whys, and keeping the whys, you know, at the forefront.
Yep.
To keep that motivation going. So a lot of these things that we talked about, the 24-month calendar we started using again. So we have been, reviewing. What we haven't reviewed is the 7 marketing strategies. We have to go through that. But a lot of the initial stuff, homework you gave us, we did.
Rick liked to read, you know, listen to the book on tape, The Multiplier, Supernova Multiplier on the way to work and from work. He's not commuting anymore. So is he listening to the book or are you?
I am not. I've been listening to Zig Ziglar and just motivational stuff to keep my spirits, you know, reading my Bible in the mornings and then stuff to keep my mood up, because with everything that's going on in the world, you know, to keep my focus and my drive, I guess drive is probably the word. So I've been listening to that. So when I there are moments that I do get down, and I've purposely shut off all news and all, and seeing what's happening to our country and just, you know.
Oh, it's terrible.
But it was affecting me, you know, given our background, you know, our background,
right.
You know, affecting me. So I've tuned into feeding my mind constantly. Intentionally and constantly with things that are going to keep me driven and motivated and focused. So I do have to read the book, but the book I view more of a task, you know, like, focusing me on the task I need to complete. And I'm going to be honest. I've just been listening to things that lift up my spirits and my mood.
Right. Well, these will work too, because they're stories of success, which always makes you learn. I mean, we learn by listening and learning from others. And this is Rob's talking, yes, but it's really more about the other FAs. And when you're questioning, we all question whether something, even though it works for someone else, you know, even if it's a vaccine or something, will it work for us? And so until you get the feedback loop that, hey, this is a really good idea and this makes me very happy, and yes, I'm very happy to work with you in your mastermind group or whatever it is you're introducing, mm-hmm. until you get that positive feedback loop, you're not going to believe it works for you.
That's true.
You're going to
say, I agree.
Yeah, it works for everybody else, but it's not going to work for me because I've never tried it.
Right. So, well, it happened with Supernova. We were hesitant. I just took the leap of faith and we did it, and we saw how great, you know, how happy clients are and how timely and how great it worked. But until I got that loop, like you said, you know.
Well, think of yourself as having to jump over, you know, Indiana Jones has to traverse the great cavern, and he makes the leap of faith and there's a bridge there and he crosses, right?
Right.
Well, he didn't, that was the, you know, the next quest that he had to do was to choose the cup, but he'd already gone through, I think, five other trials. All right. So in reality, what I'm asking you to do is do the leap of faith each time we introduce a new product, a service to you. Okay. Which in Indiana Jones had to do five, but then he was kind of done, except for the choosing the chalice.
Yeah.
So what I'm asking you to do is a big deal psychologically. Every time I suggest that you build a mastermind group and you've never built one, it's a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you think about that consciously, I think you'll be more rational towards what's going on in your mind rather than subconsciously rejecting it.
Can you repeat the statement you made? I just want to.
Yeah. What happens is, if you're conscious of the fact that you are actually going to have to make a leap of faith, mm-hmm. you're more likely to make that leap of faith rather than when it's unconscious, you kind of ignore it and pretend that the cavern isn't there and turn around and walk around in the cave where you are.
Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. we have to be conscious of the leap of faith that we're like, I got this, I'm going to do this, instead of allowing the subconscious to deter us from taking that step.
Okay. Right. And so remember, the reason Indy made the leap of faith was not because he believed what was in the book or in the notebook. It was because his father had been shot and was dying. And if he didn't get to the Holy Grail and drink from the Holy Grail, his father would die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a child or something. It was that powerful. So he was driven by his desire, not for his own self-aggrandizement, but to save his father. So it was a true hero's journey. And so what you have to do is say, I am going to save my child.
mm-hmm.
Okay. By providing a better future, by making the leap of faith of building this mastermind group. It's got to be psychologically pretty powerful for you to make the leap. Otherwise, it's very difficult to introduce a new marketing process. Mm-hmm. You'd rather go back in the cave and sit and have a cup of tea.
Of course, comfort zone is always
right.
You know,
and so we're fallible human beings. We're pleasure seekers, and we avoid risk. And what every one of our strategies that you've never tried represents risk.
Yeah.
And so you just have to frame it, and so when you do it, you need to have everyone in your circle really congratulate you for the courage to make the leap of faith. And then you need immediate loop feedback from that experience. Mm-hmm. So you cheer for yourself to be successful initially with it so that you get the positive loop.
Right.
Right? I mean, if we mm-hmm. didn't, if when we called clients, they didn't like Supernova, we'd get a negative feedback loop and we'd stop doing it.
Absolutely.
But the reason it's so easy for you to do it is because you get this constant feedback loop of positive feelings from the experience.
Right.
You're not going to initially get that from your center of influence or your mastermind group or any of that. It's going to take time, just like it took several phone calls before you got the feedback loop on the clients.
Okay.
But we usually quit after one or two calls and therefore don't get the positive feedback loop. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a niche mastermind group or just working with centers of influence. So mm-hmm. you must be persistent and finish the job. Get all the way to the other side of the cavern on the bridge, because oftentimes we suspend ourselves. We don't get the positive loop, and therefore we go back across the bridge and back into our cave thinking mm-hmm. that wasn't the right path because I didn't get a positive feedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've gotten some positive feedback loops from working with centers of influence.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to be absolutely committed to getting all the way to the end of the invisible bridge. So that means, you know, a commitment of once a month for the next 6 months. So you're going to make 6 phone calls to each center of influence. You're just going to do it with an agenda and then an executive summary. Don't make it 12, don't make it 24, make it 6. Mm-hmm. And then see what
you get. I'm sorry, repeat that. How you doing, Rob?
Good, Rick. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry, repeat that commitment again?
Yeah, make a commitment to make 6 center of influence calls once a month for the next 6 months with an agenda and then an executive summary. So make them good calls, thoughtful calls, but make them for the next 6 months. Don't make them for a year. Don't make them for 2 years. Make it for 6 months so you can see a light at the end of the tunnel. This isn't going to last forever. I can do 6 calls. I don't know if I can do 12. I don't know if I can do 24, but I can do 6.
We can have Gladys call and schedule them just as she does our client appointments.
Right.
Okay.
So get the agreement from the client that they're willing to do this and then have her schedule it. Don't have her make the phone call initially because you've got to convince the client to do it. So you've got to sell the idea that time with you is valuable and that you have a lot of ideas to share with them. They already believe that. And you know, one of the things to say is, look, we used to think that it was okay to talk quarterly with working with clients. Well, you can see from the last 4 months that quarterly could be a lifetime in these fast moving markets. Mm-hmm. Right? It's impossible. Things are changing so fast at light speed that I need to be in touch with all my clients monthly, and I need to be in touch with you on a monthly basis also. And the idea is, look, if we don't get something out of this, we're not going to do it. But I'm committed to creating value for you, bringing you clients, bringing you introductions. And I hope you're committed to doing the same thing. And remember, where do we get our introductions for our centers of influence? Where do we get them? And how do we get them? What are the words we ask?
Enthusiastically endorse.
Very good.
Somebody enthusiastically endorse this.
Right. So make that, if you're, see, by there you're getting a loop, a positive loop, right? You're asking the question of everybody because you're looking for value for that center of influence. And if you have a client to introduce them to, all the better for that monthly call. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do anything more valuable than that. So that's your goal. Every month to get an introduction for them. And guess what? You do that, the rule of reciprocity says, hey, I got to find somebody for these guys. Mm-hmm. And you could give 10 away and you could make more incremental dollars than that CPA makes on those 10 clients. Right? Mm-hmm. You get a $10 million client. You're going to make like $6,000 for tax there, make 60 grand, you're going to make 100 grand. So all you need is one big one. Okay. So we're really, Rick, all we did was just kind of go through the game board and what you're doing, the activities you're engaged in, and then reestablishing the value of each one of the processes, and that they're not easy, like crossing the invisible bridge, but you just have to force yourself across. Yeah. And you're not across the bridge till you've made 6 phone calls. That's the way to think of it. It wasn't just the decision to cross. You got to physically get across, and that's 6 phone calls. Mm-hmm. I'm working on something right now with the new head of training for your company. His name is Rick Lindquist. And I'm trying to convince him to put together a group of people that have been through Supernova training, but would love to work on a pilot program for Supernova graduates. So there'd be updated training on Supernova, but for your point of view, there'd be peer sharing, mm-hmm, and accountability. I think we talked about this before. We didn't. Okay. If the firm was willing to.
We did. We did talk about it. We talked about what we were doing in our office.
Right.
The meetings that we were having in our office with the other Supernova advisors and stuff.
And I talked to a group of my graduates and I said, if I could put together a group and they shared ideas, but they also tracked their performance, and it became kind of a fun competitive thing, would you be willing to participate? And most of them said, yes, I'd love that. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the idea. It would be voluntary in terms of publishing numbers. If you didn't want to, you wouldn't have to, but you'd be competing with your peers to try and reach goals which you're already trying to reach.
Right.
It would just bring a light to it and might be an extra motivator to win, kind of win, you know, it's like playing golf for money. You know, you play a little harder when you're playing for money. So if you're playing for pride, this is pride, right? You probably play a little harder. So it might make you make a few more phone calls or take a few more steps across the invisible bridge in order to reach your goals, which would then, of course, pay you more. But my intention is that there'd be some visibility on the success. There'd be winners. There'd be graduation. There'd be a fun, trip, to a training exercise of the people that, that signed up and were successful with the program. So, you know, it'd just be kind of like closing the loop, right?
Yeah.
We've always wanted to, I've always wanted a leadership conference of Supernova graduates. So that's what this would be. So you'd go and meet other people in other regions and stuff that had gone through Supernova and were successful. It'd be a massive peer sharing thing for a couple of days.
That sounds great.
Yeah, does it sound good? You'd like to sign up?
Yeah.
Because I think I've nominated Nico to be one of the leaders, and you would be one of the teams that he would pick. So, anyway, I'm trying to. They're doing the same thing they always do, which is try and raise revenues, right? Bring net new assets and raise revenues, but they're trying to do it in a very bogged down way with a lot of wonderful training, but it's limited in the numbers. We have literally hundreds and hundreds of graduates of Supernova that are desperately seeking ideas from each other and from Supernova, and there's no way that they're going to get it unless we do something like this, and then we could provide the tracking, which, you know, accountability is the key. You know that. That's why we built the game board. Mm-hmm. If we can have national accountability, I think it'd be brilliant. And then everybody wins. They had this guy, Rick Lindquist, wins because he's proven that he can lead and people will perform and raise revenues and so forth.
Right.
Merrill Lynch wins. I mean, Supernova wins, and so because we're back in the spotlight and people are paying attention to us, and we help and coach and train and do all that stuff. So it'd be fun. We probably get a, you know, a mutual fund sponsor that's very engaged with Supernova, Touchstone, that wants to support this. So, you know, it'd be fun. We go to their headquarters in Cincinnati and have a little conference and have some fun. Anyway, so that's my outside planning that I'm working with your firm on. So that might be neat. Well, I'm really proud of you guys in terms of your game board. I think that's great.
Yeah. Hold on. Something's wrong with my phone. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. My screen keeps blank. Ranking out. Yeah, it's activity. Results are not there yet, but it's activity in the right direction.
Right. Right. So, you know, make a little goal of what it means. What do you think it's going to take for it to get results? And then make that the crossing of the bridge, not just starting. Crossing the bridge is not just starting. It's increments along the way before you get to the other side. And then you give yourself a reasonable chance of success and giving yourself a positive feedback loop. Mm-hmm. I think tracking the pipeline is critical.
Yeah. And have it in front of us.
Right. And Rick, we talked about the aggregation loop. The aggregation tool, putting that into the pipeline of when people's 401ks are coming due and, you know, when they're going to retire and, you know, where money is outside of the firm that you might see as potential part of acquisition. So don't forget the aggregation tool when you're looking to add up your potential new assets coming in.
Yeah, to add it to the agenda.
Morgan Stanley asset aggregation.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot. I just had a team that's using it extensively and using it in conjunction with their pipeline, and they're pretty excited about it. They got pretty much everybody signed up with aggregation. So of your people, how many have you signed up for aggregation?
I don't have a number.
We have to track that.
We haven't tracked it, but we do have several, but I haven't, we have not been tracking it. So I think that's a great to do for before our next call, to start adding it to all agendas and then start tracking to see who's on it.
That's what you put. Add it to the agenda. Beautiful. Okay. Well, congratulations. You did your homework.
Thank you.
I mean, this is a long way from where we started when it was total chaos. So I think.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yes. You had to have the loving tough talk with us.
Well, you know, the advantage was that visibly I could see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was, I mean, how lucky were we that we had that visual. I could help you, and now we're on track. And, you know, part of this is, what if we never could go back in the office?
Yeah.
This is the new normal. We have to make this work. Rather than, you know, everybody's been on hold. I had some teams that quit using me until now. Well, that's crazy, right? They were expecting somehow they'd be back in the office, and they were just going to put me on hold and do what? Nothing? They made no progress on Supernova.
Wow.
Other teams just said, this is our world. We're going to work with it. We want to keep it up. And so we kept the calls going. And by now, oh my God, they are so good now.
Yeah.
They really got their act together versus these guys just trying to get their act together. You look really good now as a team. Now I need results.
Thank you.
I need results.
Yes, we see results.
You're too good to not get results.
We have some pretty, pretty hefty goals. And my question is, how will we do this? How will we? I mean, they're pretty big goals.
Use the tools. Listen to the book. Rick, listen to the book. Okay, the answers are in the book.
Yeah.
We need to
get better at, because I was looking at these numbers. Hold on. Let me go back to my board here. I was looking at these numbers, the Supernova, the five resources for growth. I mean, and look at just getting an introduction, six introductions per client. That's 600 prospects. 600 prospects.
Right.
So I think that's something else we need to work on before our next call. We need to memorize the script and get better at, you know, take that step forward, that leap of faith forward, and asking for referrals.
Okay. So listen to the book, both of you.
Because
I go through in excruciating detail on VIPSA in the book. So listen to that chapter every day for 5 days. Put it in your brain. Get the words right. And, yes, it will work. Mm-hmm. My brother came into my office one day. He worked for Dictaphone. And I said, we were talking about new business. And I said, I got to get prospecting again. And he looked at my books, right? And they were like,
look at my book.
In the old days, they were lined up like this behind me.
They were lined up like this behind me.
And he said, why don't you call them?
And he said, why don't you call them?
Yeah. So anyway.
So I did.
So the books, you had your books, your Supernova books?
Yeah, my client, what I did
my
was...
Client, I wonder why I'm getting an echo.
Yeah, you were getting an echo.
All right, let me get rid of this.
Again.
Still getting rid of it. Anyway, what I did. Why don't you ask people for an echo? We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
Can you hear me at all?
We could hear you, but there's an echo. We can't understand. I have an echo also.
That's so weird. All right, well, let's shut it down for now. The idea was the ask those clients already had for one prescription. Okay, so the idea is that your 600 clients or your 100 clients, you just got one introduction from each. And that would probably be enough to take care of your business for the year.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have your homework.
Perfect. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rob. Okay. Take care. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.